Simon, was that a triumph for persistence?
I think so. I think we showed a lot of character to keep going to the end. I think it wasn't just the last 5 minutes that we were trying to score the goal. It was the last 20 minutes we really stepped up the performance, asked questions of them, and we suffered a late goal in the reverse fixture early in the season to lose the game. Ultimately, it was nice to get a late one to get some out of it, because I think over the course of the game we probably deserve something like that.
You suffered a bit of a double whammy. Callum Robinson's goal disallowed, and then immediately after half time you've gone behind.
Yeah, it must have been really close. I've seen it a couple of times, and until you probably see it from the side on view that the division above us, then it's very difficult to see. But it was very, very close. Good ball in from Galley, great header from Callum. So we've suffered that disappointment, but more disappointed with the goal that we conceded. We're in good possession, we give it away. They got the rub of the green that I think it came off one of our lads, Ricochet, and Vidra finished it. And we didn't really ask questions too much second half in terms of playing forward more. We played too much in front of them. The substitutions made a difference. They made a real impact, and got some out of it, which I think we deserved.
And he stuck young Tom Barkhuizen in behind big Simon Mackinoff, and it came off.
Well, he's done ever so well. Scored a goal at the weekend. We started him wide because he's got the pace and he works hard up and down, and ultimately still felt that he might get on the end of things, and that proved the case. So ball into the box, and his instincts showed why we signed him. So ultimately, really pleased to get an equaliser for him as well.
He gave the young man, Boyle, a debut on his birthday, and he didn't do anything wrong tonight.
No, I was really pleased with him. Giving him his debut wasn't sentimental reason. I didn't know what was his birthday till afterwards. But it was purely picked on football reasons. We picked a team that we felt could go and get a result. And the lads waited patiently. And I think everybody saw today what a composed centre-half he is. Defends when he needs to defend. And hence the reason why we signed him. A lot of clubs were after him and Daryl Horgan. We're delighted to have him. So he's worked hard, waited patiently, and he's took his opportunity. So I'd be a very proud lad tonight with making his debut in the Championship against, when you play Vidra, Russell, Nugent and Ince. It's not a bad way to make your debut.
Does it show the strength of the squad you've assembled in that you are able to make four changes to the team tonight?
Yeah, I think that's why we've got the squad together. And you look at the 18... with Ben Pringle and Jermaine Beckford out the 18 as well, and coupled with the four right backs that we've got out injured at this moment in time, John Welsh, we're asking questions of the lads at this moment in time, but whoever comes into the team does whatever's required to try and get something out of the games.
It's a draw that does neither side really a power of good. A long way to go to influence those playoffs.
Yeah, look, I think both of us have had an eye on the playoffs, and 2 points for either team would have made a lot of difference, given that one or two of the results went in the catching pack's favour as such. But it was, look, still 10 games to go. We've got 30 points still available and teams to play in around us, and we'll just keep focusing on what we need to do, and until that isn't something that's possible to do, then we'll keep trying to achieve that.
Going back to your right-back situation, how close or otherwise are any of the four regular ones you've got missing?
I don't think they'll be available for the weekend. I think one or two might be touch and go for the Blackburn game, but I'd expect at least two, probably the way things are going, probably all four back for the Forest game after the international break. But in seriousness, I think probably one or two will be back for the Forest game, which is in a few weeks' time now.